White, Topsom, Maine, October 31st, 1867. Dear son Willie, here I am in the room where your dear brother Henry died. This calls to my mind scenes of peculiar interest and also of trial to me. I have looked into the room where he was first taken sick. Everything connected with his illness and death is revived so distinctly. We found this dear family as well as usual. Becky has a noble, handsome boy. He looks very much as you did in your babyhood. The old house has been repaired and looks new again. It is painted white, and the roof is raised high enough to make a large garret. They have enlarged their bedrooms, making two into one. Our last meeting resulted well. We found much hard labor to perform, but at the last obtained the victory. Between 30 and 40 came forward for prayers. They were those of middle age, youth, and children. Lucy Edson came forward, also Lily Abbey, and were baptized. There seems to be a good work in every place as the result of our labors. Our last meeting, held at Roosevelt, commenced at 2 and held until 8. Your father and myself had the greatest part of the labor to perform. We labored exceedingly hard. My lungs became so sensitive, it cost me great pain to speak at all. We had 15 meetings at Battle Creek, besides speaking twice at the Institute, and without any time for rest, we commenced labors at Roosevelt and labored with all our energies, with the best results. Meeting held from early morn Monday until 8 o'clock at night. The next morning, we rode 21 miles to Syracuse through the rain, and just got on board the cars, and that was all. At Albany, had to get out of the cars while it was raining a shower and get into the sleeping car by traveling some rods in the splash. As I lay down in the sleeping car, I thought it was so hard we should not sleep, but we slept as well as if the bed had been down. In the morning, which was Wednesday, we found ourselves in Boston. We went across the city in a hack to the Eastern Depot and took the cars for Portland. Came all safe to this place, and tomorrow we engage in meetings again. We leave here today for Norwich Walk. Well, dear Willie, I shall expect a letter from you at Norwich Walk. We expect you are beginning to feel somewhat like an orphan. We hope you are cheerful and happy. We would be glad to be at our own quiet home and rest, but it seems there is but little opportunity for rest allowed us. God has sustained us thus far, and we trust Him still. He will give strength according to our day. And, Willie, you are deprived of our society very much, and if you bear this deprivation on your part like a Christian, you will be blessed. Be watchful. Be prayerful. Satan never sleeps. He is watching continually to gain advantage over us all, but especially the youth. Be careful lest he gain advantage over you in your words or acts. Let the theme of your conversation be upon Bible subjects. Read your Bible much. Love the dear Savior with all your heart and be daily learning in the school of Christ. Encourage patience and forbearance. Let your patience bear the test. Be guarded not to speak hastily. You, my son, can experience daily the living realities of religion. You can know for yourself that your ways please God. You can consecrate yourself to your Savior and can be daily exerting an influence which will be saving on those with whom you associate. Try to help Johnny. We want Johnny to be a humble, sincere Christian, walking in the footsteps of his dear father, traveling the path which leads to holiness. I hope all you that are praying children will endeavor to live your prayers. Pray in faith, believing that Jesus hears you. Then watch, bearing in remembrance your prayers. Jesus loves to have children pray to him. Believe and trust him. When you are tempted to speak impatiently, lift up your heart in prayer, silent prayer, if it is not convenient for you to go by yourself. Jesus knows every trial that you bear, every self-denial that you may make, and he can appreciate just how much it costs you every time to give up your will and way to the desire of others. And Jesus is ready to help when you call upon him for help. He loves to have you feel how weak you will be in your own strength without his special help. Dear children, Betsy, George, Willie, and Marion, live for God. Overcome daily. Betsy, dear child, learn to endure hardness, to bear life's burdens cheerfully, and to look ever on the bright side. Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Psalm 43, verse 5. Little Marilia and Joseph, love to you. Be obedient, be loving, and may the Lord bless these little lambs is my prayer. Goodbye, dear son, from your mother.